Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
The thing I sold today that I have not tried is I didn't even know it was oat milk. You done oat milk?
I haven't tried it, but I've heard some good things about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't really investigated all of them. I know that I see soy milk or almond milk in my refrigerator, but I don't really ask any questions. I just do it. Do what I have to do. Until you haven't had oat milk, though?
No. I've done the soy and the almond, but I haven't done oat milk yet.
It's the hot thing. Taking over the world, this article says. It's a rich, neutral taste and dairy-like consistency. And a very environmentally friendly thing to do.
I can go with dairy-like consistency, because if you've ever made oatmeal, there's a milky liquid that results from making oatmeal.
Yeah, but it's chunky, isn't it? But the oatmeal's in it.
No, if you strain the oatmeal out.
Yeah.
However, I like the taste of milk. And it has taken me a long time to even adjust to, like, the difference in taste in the soy milk.
I don't think I could tell the difference.
I generally go for a lactaid if I don't want the lactose, because I can taste the difference with almond milk and soy milk. Yes, I buy it. Yes, I use it in my coffee. But if I'm eating cereal where the taste of the milk really matters to me, I cannot do an almond or soy milk. I want straight up regular milk. And in order to drink it, because I'm lactose intolerant, right, I'm going lactaid.
Do you think you could tell blindfolded?
Probably. I've been kind of afraid to try any sort of non-regular milks.
Is it because you had powdered milk as a kid?
No, I never had. Okay, I've never had powdered milk.
Because my issue stems from having had powdered milk, which my mom said, it's the same. No, it's not. It's a disgusting tasting alternative. So
you're saying if you were blindfolded.
I might not know which the soy from the almond.
Okay, but you would know which is the
milk.
But
I know which
the
one is the regular milk. The only milk that I can tolerate where there is no obvious taste difference for me is going from lactose-free to regular. But when you switch to these other cashew milk, almond, soy, oatmeal,
you can't tell the difference, you don't think?
I don't.
From those, I mean, from milk, yes, but from those.
I mean, almond.
I don't think I could.
Almond and soy, yeah.
I don't know if I could tell the difference. Mm. There's also Texas ice cream shops are offering hot Cheetos flavored ice cream.
Ew.
Do you like hot Cheetos?
Yeah.
Do you like ice cream? There you go.
Yeah.
How about if it was a hot Cheeto churro milkshake?
Now, I will say I like pretzels dipped in a soft serve. Soft serve vanilla.
Yeah, soft serve vanilla.
So I can go with that salty Cheeto? Sweet, but no.
And Oregon,
the hotness, no.
And a creamery in Oregon is making alcohol. They are making vodka from milk. That does not sound
vodka.
I don't understand it, but I do not like the idea. I mean, I guess it could be like a white Russian or something, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of. It just doesn't. My throat like gets sort of gaggy thinking about.
I mean, let's just think about what milk is.
Yeah,
and where it comes
good.
From.
Good. I like the boobies of a cow. Don't say that. That's weird.
Charlotte's best mix with Matt and Ramona on 107.9 The Link.
Around 2:45 a.m. on Sunday. 2:45 a.m., the police in Oxford, Ohio, found a young couple in the stairwell of their police headquarters, necking. They're making out.
Mm.
Why were they there? Well, they thought they were in the stairwell of the dorm.
Oh,
apparently,
inebriated, perhaps.
Yeah, you think maybe? Apparently, the woman was visiting her friend at Miami University of Ohio and tried to bring the guy back to her friend's dorm, but she doesn't go there, so she's just confused. And they went to the police station. How neither of them noticed they were going to a police
station. And how you just willy-nilly can wander into a police station stairwell.
That's a good point, too. They both smelled like alcohol when the cops asked for IDs. Both of them gave fake IDs.
Oh, at the police station?
Well, that's all they had, probably. They both charged with disorderly conduct. Is that disorderly?
Yes. Yes.
Is that
it
disorderly?
Is. Yes.
Making out in the stairwells disorderly now?
Yes.
Is that what we've become?
That there's a thing called decorum.
They were both charged.
And that mean decorum means there are places you don't make out.
Drop it. They were both charged with disorderly conduct and taking actual dorms. The woman told the cops, quote, this is kind of embarrassing now that I think about it. And the amusement arcade in England, in Great Britain, in East Yorkshire, has replaced the toys in the claw machine with toilet paper rolls.
Oh, that would be fun. I tell you what.
Why would that be fun?
I posted a picture on Instagram and Facebook of me with just some of my toilet paper supply because I'm a toilet paper hoarder from way back. Like, I've been hoarding toilet paper since the 90s.
Back when it was cool.
Yeah.
Before it was cool, I should say.
Yeah, now people are on board.
I'm not on board.
But I will say that seeing all the other people doing it makes me want to buy more toilet paper.
That's the whole psychology
of it. It's like, oh, now I want to get back in. It's like, yeah.
Even though you have a ton.
Even though I have enough to last me.
Yeah.
I feel like now that everybody else is buying it, I want to buy it too because now it's fun. Now everybody's doing it.
It's not fun, but it is that is totally the psychology of it all.
Yes, it is fun.
Fun to buy toilet paper?
I watch these videos of these people going elbow to elbow over toilet paper.
That's fun?
I want to jump in so bad.
That's horrible.
Bad.
I don't see how that's possibly fun.
It's like Black Friday shopping on another level. I want to be a part of it.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
We are still keeping the American dream alive.
What you mean? What dream am I having?
A new survey asked people what elements make up today's American dream. And number one, something we both have.
Jobs.
Our own home.
Oh.
56%.
For now. Jobs and a home.
Number two, something both you and I and also Doc have.
Anxiety.
Owning a car.
Oh.
Doc, do you have anxiety?
Probably, yeah.
Probably. You know it if you have it,
but
trust me.
Yeah, he comes across his way too.
He does.
Cool.
If not, well, I'm probably not as visual about it. But
yeah.
I can tell.
Matt's is whoa.
He's got enough that I think it's sort of seeped into me now.
Thank you.
You know what? I think that I have caught a lot of Matt's anxiety as well.
What?
Anxiety is contagious.
Come on, it's not contagious. My wife tries to tell me I make the dog have anxiety. Come on, I gotta give me the dog anxiety.
Even the dog?
The dog.
Number three, having a family. Mm-hmm. Number four, starting your own business.
Okay, so.
Number five, paying off student loans.
That's a part
of the American dream. Like, just one day, I hope to pay off my loans before I die.
And it's in our face all the time because it's in the news all the time. See people think about it.
I was probably at least 10 years out of college before I paid off my last student loan.
But you had other dreams before then.
And number six, providing education for your kids one day.
What age people are these? Because I would think an iPhone or a good phone is would be on there. Above a lot of that stuff. Or that's just part of
a home, a car, and a family. Yeah, a phone is better.
I would bet more people.
Number seven, living in the suburbs. Number eight, getting a good job.
See, nowadays it's more to live in the downtown area of a city. It's so expensive and nice.
Number nine, being out of credit card debt. That's
a
huge one.
Yeah.
And number 10, realizing your potential.
Oh, jeez.
Have you realized your potential, Matt?
I don't. Well, I'll just say, sure. No, I haven't reached my potential. And every day I get better and better.
You just thought about that because you said, wait a minute, is our contract up?
That's exactly what I was thinking about. Boss, if you're hearing this, it gets better.
I'm improving.
Matt and Ramona, taking you home with Charlotte's Best Mix on 107.9 The Link.
The podcast was about me getting in a car that was similar to mine, and there was a guy already in it. Long story, which you can hear on the podcast, when I put that up on my Matt Harris Facebook page, some great stories I read to you yesterday about people getting in the wrong car, and a couple more today. Jennifer says, I got in the wrong car after making a deposit bank at the Arboretum. I was distracted. I was looking at the receipt. I was 18. Excuses. so I get in the car, shut the door. Key wouldn't fit in the ignition. I was like, what the? Then I noticed there was no radio. I instantly started to panic because I thought I'd been robbed. I could not figure out what was going on. So I locked the doors and kept feverishly trying to get my key to fit in the ignition, panicking to absolute death. Looked around for people to help me before I got murdered, of course, as if they took the radio and hung
around.
Now
they were lurking.
Yeah, lurking. And that's...
We'll kill her before she tells people that we stole her radio.
And then I looked around and I saw my car. I got out, didn't even look around, got straight in my car, sped off. I seriously will never forget that day. I'd pay so much money for that bank surveillance video. I know that feeling, and you guys never went as far as I did and getting in the car, but that feeling of even when you approach the wrong, of thinking that someone's going to see you.
Someone sees you and they think you're up
yes.
to something.
So imagine being in it like she was. And Nicole says, listen, I got in a car that looked exactly like mine one day. I had the kid I nannied for with me. My key unlocked their car. There was a beautiful mug in the cup holder. I was like, oh, that's a pretty mug. Where did I get that? Mind you, I don't drink hot coffee and probably never took a mug anywhere in my car. I put the key in the ignition. It wouldn't turn. I sat there like, crap, I guess I got to call AAA. Then it hit me that this wasn't my car, and my car was two aisles over. I grabbed the poor kid I nannied for and screamed, this isn't my car! And we ran as fast as we could over to my car before the car owner came back and thought I was doing something to his vehicle. So I'm not alone.
The link is Charlotte's Best Mix.
We listen to you guys like
all the time.
All day, every day.
Every day.
I love your station.
107.9. The link.
Matt and Ramona's off-air podcast.
This has popped up as a kind of a thing. It's not, I wouldn't say it's a thing yet, but Harry Styles, Shawn Mendes, Pharrell Williams, and other male celebrities wearing pearl necklaces in public.
Love it.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You do not. You love it on a famous person. You would not love it if a guy showed up for a date.
I'm telling you right now, I go out on a date and a guy shows up in pearls. I am like, oh my gosh, sir.
I have this.
I love your style. I like it when a guy takes some fashion risks.
You know, when I would have in my day, I did, because remember I had a necklace with a fishing lure in the end, and the lady seemed to love that.
And you, that didn't you have an earring at one point?
No, I had nipple rings.
Oh, that's right. The nipple rings and your rat fairy tail.
No, that was not a rat tail. It was a ponytail. And
rat
tail. Various odd and a sundry.
You used to
outfits.
Take fashion risks.
I did. Maybe pearls will be it.
You had
Can
frosted,
I do fake pearls?
You had frosted hair. I suggested
did.
You
I
go blonde hair. Again, and you're like, nah.
The icy blue or whatever they call it, right?
Ice hair.
Ice hair, yes. I showed Amy it. She's like, I don't think so. This guy in the Wall Street Journal, who's supposed to be a fashion expert, he described a man in a pearl necklace as beguiling. So I had to look it up. I've heard the word. I mean, I know beguiling, but it's charming or enchanting in a deceptive way. So if I were, would I be charming and deceptively charming?
Yes.
Do they have to be expensive? We'll know if they're fake. I mean.
No, I've seen like guys, and still we're talking about male models and singers, but
musicians,
even some rappers, though, wearing, you know, a strand of pearls with the traditional big gold chunky jewelry. I mean, they're really mixing it up, doing some different things.
All right, I'm going to go rob grandma's jewelry. She's dead. I'll dig her up and steal it, but I'll get to it.
Charlotte's Best Mix and Matt and Ramona on 107.9 The Link.
Well, some people are wondering, in these coronavirus-riddled times, is it actually safe to date? What body parts can you touch? What should you stay away from on yourself and others? And here's the thing. Public health, which is what we're talking about here when it comes to the spread of the coronavirus, isn't just about spreading, you catching something from someone else. It's also about you spreading something. Okay?
Yeah, because you might not even know you have it.
So you don't need to stop dating. However, even though Tinder has a coronavirus advisory, you don't have to stop dating. But you do have to take a look at the risk here. And here's what we're talking about in terms of risk.
That's rough.
Are you coughing?
I had to cough. I cough all the time. It's a nervous
Are you experiencing symptoms that have been linked to the coronavirus? If so, self-quarantine.
Well,
don't say, you know what? I don't feel awful, so I'm going to go on this date anyway. Keep yourself at home until you feel tip-top.
Well, especially the seniors
out there. Stay one at home until you feel 100.
Are you just pulling the plug on dating? Do you think there's people saying, I'm just not dating for the next 3, 6 months, whatever it takes? Do you think there's people doing that?
Oh, yeah. I think there are some people who are seriously staying in.
Yeah. We're going to have a new name for this. You know how they have cuffing season or whatever.
Coughing season or something.
Yeah. You have to hook up with somebody now until the coronavirus is gone.
Yeah.
There's going to be a name for it.
Yeah.
Grab somebody now and hunker down.
They say, you know, should you go home with this person you just met? Well, have they been in an area where the coronavirus is running rampant? If so, the answer is no.
This is just like anything.
Should you kiss your date? Have they traveled to an area where there are a high number of cases?
Are they going to tell you? They're probably not.
Have they
tell
been
you.
Hanging out with anybody who's been quarantined?
They're going to lie. They're not going to tell you the truth.
But I think coronavirus gives us a good opportunity to think twice about what we're doing. Yeah. Think twice about making out.
Think twice.
You know, we've got St. Patrick's Day coming up, and
parade's canceled a lot of places and such.
But there are still going to be bar crawls. From what I understand, the bar crawls in Charlotte have not been called off.
So there's still
should
gonna
you
be...
make out with that stranger in the bar? Probably not.
How about
even before coronavirus? Probably not. But now, no.
Oh man,
no.
Ruins
get
it.
To know them.
Ruins the...
Wait until the quarantine period is over.
If you get to know them, you don't know.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't know.
If they're still alive after 2 weeks after you meet them, it might be good.
You don't know. You don't know. Even if you get to know them, you're not going to know until one day. One day. But they're not going to tell you probably the truth. Don't trust them. I wouldn't trust people. I mean, if they're out to make out, they're not going to say, oh, yeah, I was, eating ferrets and... China the other day.
And this is the most ridiculous hookup thing I've ever heard, though. What? They were interviewing some adult party planners.
Adult? Like an adult?
Like swingers clubs.
Okay.
And they asked them if they were going to be canceling their parties. And they said no, but they would have additional hand sanitizer on hand.
Well, just because
what?
Well, just because it's called hand sanitizer doesn't mean you have to put it on your hands.
Although
I would recommend not putting it on private
parts. Don't put it on your private parts.
It could be a new industry making
body sanitizer.
Body sanitizer.
Yeah, like delicate part sanitizer.
If there's
manitizer. Put it on your man parts. It's a manitizer.
Matt and Ramona on 107.9 The Link. Charlotte's best mix.
I was going through some of my old Facebook posts for some reason, starting to delete some things that were stupid. And I saw from 2012 a Facebook post somebody put up there that said, Matt, you were an embarrassment to Charlotte. You are childish, rude, disrespectful, and a straight-up a-hole. I can only hope that management actually does something or you were replaced with an adult. Yes, I know you get these all the time. I don't. But you embarrass Charlotte as a whole. Do not send some bull crap apology back. I know it's not heartfelt.
That's true.
It's 7 years later, person, lady, and I am hanging in there.
If you sent any type of response an apology, it would not be heartfelt.
It would be heartfelt.
And what that person does not know is you have been banned from even attempting apologies. Because your apologies sound like, bite me.
I've gotten better, I think.
Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
I have the neighbor from HE Double Hockey Sticks.
Ooh.
Thanks to food deliveries and people relying so heavily on Amazon, having good neighbors has become more important than ever before. And it seems that people are installing security cameras, not necessarily to spy on strangers, but more and more people are installing security cameras to keep an eye on their neighbors.
Oh, yes, I can imagine, especially because you can do the share thing, right? Not only are you keeping your eye on your neighbor, but you can also see if you do, isn't there a Ring thing where you can, or whoever it is, everybody shares information?
So I don't
look
know.
At, yeah, you can look out everybody's door hole. I'm going to look at your door hole, lady. Your door.
Do you
your,
know what you're talking
yes,
about?
Yes, I kind of do. It's like the key neighbor or something like that, where you're all.
Where you're looking
up.
Through people's door holes.
Yeah, and you're looking through people's door holes. I'm not in marketing.
This sounds like one of your peeping things again.
What's it called again? I mean, what did I just call it? Not the nest. What do you call it? The keyhole. The
door hole.
Door hole. No, what's the brand?
The peephole?
What was the brand I was just saying?
Ring.
Ring. Okay. Yeah. Ring. I think you can look at like everybody's hole.
That doesn't sound right, Matt.
Yeah, because it's called like a neighborhood or something, and then you can go like, "Hey,
are you talking about the neighbor app?"
No, yeah, but by the neighbor app, but by Ring, but it uses Ring, right? Your community work together, save your neighbors, come reality, connect with your neighbors, stay up to date with what's going on in your neighborhood, and I think you can like look in everybody's at their old.
Once again. No.
You don't think?
No, I don't believe that.
Does anybody know? Does anybody look at anybody's hole?
Yeah, there's a...
Am I right?
Yeah, there's a thing you can... The neighborhood app, and you can all work together to, you know, if something happens, you can access their footage.
But I can look at... But like, can
with,
I just
without their way? Without their approval, or they give blanket approval, so at any time you want to look in Matt's hole, you
just
can.
Just get real-time crime and safety alert. So... I'm thinking I can look anytime I want. If you sign up and I sign up, I can just keep looking at your hole all day long.
Thanks for listening to Matt and Ramona and Charlotte's Best Mix. 107.9 The Link.
If there is a teacher's pet of work.
Oh, it's Doc, yeah.
It's definitely Doc.
Yeah, yeah. There's no question. There's no question.
And he's not even like saying, no, it's not me. He knows it's him.
And he did it without talking to anybody.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, probably.
Yeah, the bar's kind of low, I guess. All you got to do is just be quiet and do what you're told.
The bar? Did you just...
The bar is low to be the teacher's
pet. Throw us under the bus like that?
We set the bar. Basically, we...
Like, it doesn't take much.
No, to beat you guys
to be
out.
The favorite around here.
Yeah. Yeah, just keep your mouth shut. I think that was aimed
keep
at me.
Keep your mouth shut and do your job.
Yeah. And
wow.
Yeah, you and me, we're paying the answer.
That's dumb.
But I get it. I get it. Good job, Doc. Would you rather Wednesday? All right. Let's assume it's not coronavirus time for this one. You have a choice. You pick up a $100 bill that's floating in a public toilet, or a $20 bill that's on the floor right next to the toilet.
Come on, you go for the 20.
$100. No way. I'm going 100 all day long.
No,
yeah,
Doc.
I don't want to deal with the wetness of that $100 bill.
No.
You think,
even what if it's flushed? It's just in clean water, even.
If it's in clean... Because it's got to dry out somehow.
But $100?
And where am I going to put it until it dries?
You're basically flushing down $80. Really?
Do I have plastic to contain it?
No, you got nothing.
Do I have something to fish it out with? Like,
no, you got
to
be your hands.
No. I would have to
figure something out.
Something to fish it out with that I could throw away afterwards. And then
you can't
some
just
type
wash your hands?
Some type of plastic to put it in until, and then I got to find a place to release it. It can't be anywhere in Belmont where they might know me because.
What are you talking about? You're going to take it.
Immediately, I'm taking it somewhere to put it back and I'm getting some dry 20s.
Aren't you
10s.
Just picking it up?
No.
Taking it, washing your hands, washing the bill?
No.
And then giving it to the server at the restaurant. You're washing 18. You probably wouldn't even pick up the 20 off the floor.
I would pick up the 20 off the floor before I had a choice.
But let's just say you see a 20. It's a really dirty bathroom. It's like at a bus stop or something.
I might.
Okay.
Because money's dirty anyway.
Would you rather have a... I'm going for the 100, by the way, without a question.
Oh, I know you would.
Even if I have to take it up with my teeth. Have bamboo for hair.
Please don't. Please don't. Please take that back.
I won't.
People who've seen your makeshift toilet paper video on social media are disturbed.
They are
like
not,
there are people who have been fans of yours for like nearly two decades who say this is the moment I had to turn my back on Matt Harris.
No.
He's nasty.
You can see where is that video anyway? Is it Instagram?
It's on
Facebook?
Our Facebook page. It's on.
But
Instagram
I didn't do it. I'm just showing you what you could possibly do if you needed. You didn't have toilet paper or an outhouse or something. That's what you could do. Mm. You can see that. How about would you rather have bamboo for hair or corkscrews for nipples?
I'll go corkscrews.
Corkscrews?
Yeah.
Or how often are you going to use
those? That seems fun.
Yeah, you knew men all over the place could be walking up with a cork and something. I just made a ship in a bottle. I can't get it out, Ramona. Can you help? Give me a hand.
Sure. you need that wine bottle open? No problem.
Bamboo grows.
It does
really
grow very
well.
Quickly.
Quickly, so I could have.
Does it raw like
bamboo.
Raw bamboo or?
Or like the, like or as fine as hair, but bamboo fibers. I don't know. Would you go with bamboo fibers?
If it's bamboo fibers, I'm in.
Mm. But bamboo's very hard, but I could paint it colors. I think I'm still. But the nipple thing, that's just fun. Although you could hurt yourself. Oh, I could hurt Amy maybe accidentally.
I'm thinking corks. Corks. Ooh, yeah. I gotta go with the hair.
I'd have to keep a cork on them so they don't hurt anybody.
Matt and Ramona, only on Charlotte's Best Mix 107.9. The Link.
Richard Marx is trending. Had tunes in the 80s. Right here waiting.
He was
an AC staple.
Hot AC. You know,
I don't know how hot, but.
Yeah. And he, there was never anything edgy about Richard Marx.
Right.
Like, he was the opposite of edgy.
He has a mullet, but in back in the day.
He sang that love song.
Right. Some movie
but
stuff.
Richard Marx. When I saw he was trending today on Twitter, it was like, I like to click on people who are trending. And basically, Richard Marx has become a Twitter savage.
Gangsta.
Okay, savagery. So it all started, and he's been posting some kind of controversial things. But what started was a post that said, I don't care if you're a Trumpkin or a burner. It's 2020, and Google has been a thing for 22 years. If you don't know your, Y-O-U-R, from Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, it's strictly because Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, a willfully ignorant and stupid bleep. Okay?
Okay. That might have been fine, right? I mean, that's a crazy thing. But then Bob Tona comes along.
And basically tries to dismiss Richard Marx by saying, what songs do you sing? And then Richard Marx says, you know what? I am about to shut this all the way down. Because Richard Marx responds with...
the ones your girl bleeped to before she met you. Crank up the Richard Marx! He's a god!
Ones your girl bleeped to before she met you.
Oh, my. People are going insane. Because one person tweeted, it's the end of times, and Richard Marx didn't bleep and come to play. And then they have a picture of Bob Tona. Somebody put a Bob Tona, who's the guy, so what song is he singing? His tombstone. It says Bob Tona, 1962, killed by Richard Marx, 2020.
Someone did a discography for Richard Marx, and it's Richard Marx back in his heyday with his big hair mullet, and... Number one song is Songs Your Girl Bleeped To Before She Met You. I can't even handle it.
Here's a good tweet. Richard Marx should have tombstone that reads, loving husband and father, talented performer, musician and songwriter, killed Bob. It is very... The tweets that are going... Richard Marx is the king of Twitter today. The king of Twitter. Everybody is all about... So I advise you, they're calling him a stone-cold assassin. They have made him the number one trending thing, and you need to get on Twitter just to read all the saluting of the great Richard Marx that's going on.
Y'all better stop talking sassy to all these strangers on the internet. Richard Marx will walk barefoot and shirtless across his wire-brushed, limed hickory floorboards to pick up his phone and thumb type whole B word at your whole blue bird handle.
Richard Marx did not choose the thug life. The thug life chose Richard Marx.
When I was listening to Richard Marx back in high school, I had no idea how savage and hilarious he'd be on Twitter one day.
Richard Marx won the internet today. It is official.
More laughs. More dysfunction.
Whoa, the mind boggles.
It's Matt and Ramona on Charlotte's Best Mix. 107.9, The Link.
Your mom was, she could have been dancing to Stupid Love. I don't know what she was dancing to. But why was she dancing, Ramona, whose mom is lovingly Wheezy?
Yeah, Wheezy has been going to a place called The Ivy. It's a memory day program for people with dementia and Alzheimer's. And she participates in art therapy, and she's been telling me over the past couple of weeks that she's a great artist.
Mm-hmm.
We bought a little portfolio for the things that she paints during art therapy. But besides our house, it doesn't go anywhere.
Right.
But she's been telling me, and she can only remember details sparingly, so it's hard to put it together and to know what she's trying to tell you. She's been telling me for weeks that has an art show.
Oh, an art show?
She has an art show. She has an art show. Her art's being featured.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, I know what's happening here. When you go to the Ivy, a lot of times the paintings that have been completed by the
people there
or yeah. they hang Residence on the walls.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know? Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Hang them up. Yeah.
Well, then I get a message from the Ivy saying that masterpieces from the Ivy's art program are on display at Matthews Town Hall.
Oh, okay. So this is where she's getting this art show.
Yeah. So I finally saw the message from the Ivy, and I was like, wow, Mom, you're right. Like, your art is on display. And then she started dancing, doing her cabbage patch. You cannot tell her that she is not Picasso.
Right. This is big time.
With an art show.
This is the greatest form of dementia ever.
At the Matthews Town Hall hallway.
Her esteem is through the roof.
It's through the, she's like, when can we go? When can we go? Well, it's only open Monday through Friday. And it's like 9 to 5. So I'm trying to figure out when I can get her there so she can go see her one picture hanging on the wall at Town Hall in Matthews.
That's big time.
But she wants me to, like, call people and tell her brothers and sisters because she's got an art show and her stuff is there.
Fantastic.
And she wants to know who wants an autograph. And
she's going to start selling her art pieces.
Thanks for listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Check out the articles, videos, and news you heard today at 1079thelink.com.